I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you earlier this morning. We had on the program Dallas Henney, who is the supervisor from Leslie Township, and he was talking about how on November 2nd, 13 townships will vote on paying a little bit more, about $150 a person, to have patrols from the Ingham County Sheriff's Department in their communities. And I wanted to get your feedback on that. Is that a good thing? Is it something that you're pleased about?
Well, I think it's a good thing for public safety. Clearly, the commissioners have eliminated patrol, at least as we know it, starting January 1st. So what that does, it leaves the general law townships in the lurch. And Dallas and the other township leaders have done a superb job, in my opinion, of putting together this coalition of townships and then getting the initiative on the ballot. Of course, it still remains to be seen whether it passes or not, but I like its odds. I think if you look at Delhi Township, who just had a similar thing on the ballot and passed it, that people understand public safety should come first.
Sheriff Rigglesworth, the policy would take place on January 1, as you mentioned, where those township would lose road patrols. If that happens, are you going to lose officers?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. I've lost 33 in the last 3 years, and then we'll lose another 9 of the 16 we have left, which basically emasculates us and will make us fairly ineffective.
So if the monies are approved by voters, will you just maintain what you already have?
Well, I guess in theory. Now, keep in mind this idea that they're contracting the sheriff. I have not been told that yet. I mean, they clearly could start their own police department. That's an option, too. Unless Dallas has told you something differently. I mean, our many discussions that we've had with them, I think that's the most favorable option to them, but they could go elsewhere too.
You know, in talking about these road patrols, I wanted to get your take on something that Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard sees, is that many services, and he talked about this when he was running for governor, but he believes that many services like this should be combined, much like the new 911 center, in which instead of having so many jurisdictions, they're all brought together. What would you think about that if, say, the mid-Michigan area sheriffs or all the sheriff's departments were under one umbrella?
Well, I don't know if that would work as well, but I certainly think if you look in other areas of the country, Indianapolis would be one, Metro-Dade would be another, L.A. County would be another, where the sheriff is the focal point for law enforcement. I mean, we have a lot of small communities in Ingham County and elsewhere. And just like school districts, how many superintendents and how many chiefs and how many infrastructure people do you need to run those? And that's really drives up the costs and makes them less effective, in my opinion.
Would it be something that you'd be in favor of looking at if that comes up as you're the sheriff for Ingham County?
Well, we do some of that now. I mean, Delhi Township contracts with us for services, Weberville contracts with us for services, and they seem to be fairly happy with it. So, yeah, that certainly would be a possibility.
Where do we stand with the jails budget? I know on January 1st, from what I knew, you were due to lose some beds and you were going to cut down and close a floor, a wing. Where do we stand with that?
Well, that's going to happen as well. That's already been voted on. I have my first budget meeting tonight, and they don't even need to vote on those things because they've already done it. So this meeting tonight ought to be fairly perfunctory. Terms of what happens, we'll lose another 70 beds, roughly 70 beds. We already have 200 beds that we rent out to the state that are not available to local judges. So the public safety aspect of the budget has taken a drubbing.
Where do prisoners go if you don't have room for them at the Ingham County Jail?
Well, they don't come to jail. We have a tether program now that has had some success, not as much as we had hoped. It won't take up the slack for the 70 prisoners, I can tell you that. We only, on a good day, probably put 50 or 60 out now on tether. So to get another 70 on there would be difficult. The judges just don't seem to gravitate toward using that. That's not a sheriff option, I might add, by the way. It's a court
Why don't the courts like using tethers?
Well, you would have to speak to the individual judges about that, but some of them feel that these people have committed, you know, crimes that have been bad enough that they should be in jail.
And you don't think that's the case?
Well, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the beds aren't there.
All right. Well, so what happens if you have a lot of violent criminals? Do you have to just release people who are put on tethers, prisoners who are less violent?
That's exactly right. We got people coming in the front door and we're pushing them out the back door. We have a big sign on the front of the building that we turn on certain times of the day that says, no room at the inn. I'm being facetious here, but technically that's true.
Well, that's not a good thing.
Well, no. We released a lot of prisoners. I don't know the exact number this year, probably around 1,000, maybe better than that. We've had to release early that didn't serve their full sentences.
How many of those did you see again because they committed more crimes?
A vast majority of them, I'm sure.
All right, well, this will be an interesting development to watch as 13 townships will vote on paying about $150 more for patrols that will be conducted by the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. Gene Rigglesworth is the sheriff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.